Veterans and their spouses are a small percentage of all those who could be affected, but advocates say they illustrate how challenging finding alternative coverage could be. A total of 87,000 people would be ineligible for bed. Veterans and their spouses are a small percentage of all those who could be affected, but advocates say they illustrate how challenging finding alternative coverage could be. A total of 87,000 people would be ineligible for Badger Care under Governor Walker's proposal. 1,200 are vets, another 500 are spouses. Mark Flowers with Dry Hooch. It's a group that provides peer counseling for veterans.
I guess part of that reason, talking about family members, is that they're a big part of our force to begin with because they support our members that are willing to go do the things that we ask them to do.
Active National Guard members, reservists, and military retirees have military health insurance, but their spouses may not and often turn to Badger Care. And vets may find that civilian doctors are unwilling to accept the Pentagon health plan known as TRICARE. A report by the General Accountability Office shows fewer civilian doctors are accepting TRICARE because they're unfamiliar with it or don't like the reimbursement rate. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.